Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? Thank you so much for joining me once again. This is our time together. We're workout partners. We are mental. We're emotional. We're just two buddies getting together to work out our minds, focus on what it is we really want in life. Right? And little by little, we're going to work your way there. So thank you for getting on the line on time. As you know, we do this at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, every single day. I am committed to just sharing the lessons that I've learned going through my journey through life. I know that many of you have admired what I've accomplished as a bodybuilder, and that's where the majority of you know me from. I want to believe, I'm working really hard every day to believe and work towards that my best days, my biggest accomplishments are ahead of me. And what I'll be known for when my last breath is taken a long time from now, that'll be much, much more than my bicep shot or a picture or a contest trophy that I've won. As we constantly evolve, we constantly strive for more to take our lives to higher and higher levels. So if you appreciate what I've accomplished in the past, you get to see me in real time as I strive for more and more for life, just like you, just like you. I know that what you really want in life, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is why the hell do you do the things that you do? I understand that when you accomplish that, you know, the world is going to be such a better place. You're going to be so much more confident. You are going to be so much more giving and calm and peaceful, and you're going to give to the world, right, when you accomplish that goal in front of you. And I really sincerely hope that is the case for you. Certainly should build confidence. When you know what you want, you'll get there maybe without all the pit stops. I know I've taken a lot of pit stops. I want this. If I could do this, that would make me totally happy. That's why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. Right? And then I get there and I go, yeah, well, that's good. What else? Maybe if I did this, maybe if I added more, right? Hello, Colton. How are you doing today, sir? Wyatt, good morning, sir. And hello, Dan. How are you doing today? Sherry on the line today, Dan. Thank you guys so much. We're workout partners, mental and emotional, building our mental toughness conditioning. Thank you so much again for being on time. I'm going to be a lot more respectful of your time. I realize that I get filled with the Holy Spirit. I just so much want to take all the experiences that I've gone through, my successes, a lot of my failures, and I want to help your journey become a lot easier, a lot more fulfilling, a lot happier, a lot more direct from point A to point B. Hello, Tristan, and hello, Nuri. How you guys doing today? Thank you so much for joining me. And I also take the experiences that I learn from the men who I have the privilege to work with all over the world, ambitious men who want more out of life, and that could be in business, relationships, the total package, and different ages, different levels of accomplishment. I respect that we all want different things in life, and one person's level of success is different than others. You know, sometimes I see these gurus, you know, these experts, and they're driving, you want more, more, more. And then because of their beliefs, their rules, the way they look at the world, and good for them. They should look at that world and just preach, preach, preach the way they look at the world. Hello, Steve. How are you doing today? Thank you for joining us. Right? So they should preach their way to look at the world, because there will be plenty of people out of the 7 billion people on the planet who will, that message that they serve will be a direct hit. Right? One challenge that I have is, sometimes they might have an admirer, and that's what yesterday I talked about, choosing your mentor. That you got to pick the one that has similar values, not perfect, but similar values, so you don't beat yourself up too harshly, right? A lot of these experts, you know, they, you know, like, if you want, okay, success, I've never, and they use terminology, for example, like, you know, they have okay success, right? And to success them, like, just say financially, is to be off the charts, like a multimillionaire. And that's awesome. Good for them. And when they attract people who really sincerely in their hearts, not just saying it, really want, aren't settled for measly couple hundred thousand a year, you know, and they want real success and they all have the same definition. That's amazing. That's awesome. Hello, Chandy. How are you? today. Thank you for joining us today on Facebook, right? But the challenge is many times is that if those aren't your values, I mean, I know a lot of you guys making a couple $100,000 a year is pretty good. You're feeling shame that you only want that much, right? Because how it all works out. So I respect and I appreciate that we all have different values. We all want different things, and there's this secret combination of a little of this, a little more of this, a little less of this, all to hit our bullseye of what makes us happy, right? And I'm just here to assist you, get you to think about things. This isn't about me. This is about you. Whatever it is you want, whether you want to become a multimillionaire and really kill it. Good morning, Jim. Thank you for joining us. Or you only want to make a couple hundred thousand, right? It's that mentality that you are a total killer, right? You're on that mission. You know why you're doing the things you do, and you're on an all-out assault to make it happen.
Lord, babies, these are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay?
And I just want you guys to just go for what you really want with that total tenacity. But sometimes we need to think about why we do the things that we do. And even if it's a question that might evolve over time, I know it certainly has for me, and sometimes it changes. And I don't believe that during this Morning Connection live video chat here today that I'm going to have all the answers for you, right? But I can offer some questions that it might be helpful if you continually ask yourself. I know they were helpful to me, all right? So it's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. You know, when I look back on, you know, my life, and I really think about the things that I did extremely well, and I, you know, maybe that's why you're with me. You can do a Google search and see the things I've accomplished, whether it's a bodybuilding champion, all the articles that I wrote, the information that I provided for you, or maybe my story that I worked very hard. I worked at my job in the grocery store, working my way up the ladder to become the youngest manager in a regular job, grocery store type job, and I just said I want it more, and I broke out of all that security. I found out through a sales rep who has been calling on that chain of stores since, I don't know, the 17, 18 years since I retired, or I quit to chase my dreams, and she told me that there hasn't been one manager who'd work all those years to the position that I earned that has quit. They either got demoted or fired. Right? It took a lot for me to break out of that. So I, you know, understand what it takes to fight all those doubts, go for what you really want, give up security. But to some of you, that might be the most important lesson or story that I can offer you. Some of you I know from my tribe, you just want that physique. If you just have that physique, life would be great. You go on to the next step from there. I hear that a lot of time is when you have your body in line, when you can get your training and eating and you look good and feel good, that is the foundation that will be the genesis to an amazing life, right? But you got to get that down first. You might want to question that. Is that the way that it's happening, right? If you believe that to be true, that will have to be your formula, and as you probably know, that taking your body to higher and higher levels, that's a continual process, right? Good morning, Deez. Thank you for joining us. Good day. I think that you're in Australia, am I right, Deez? So it's evening there for you, so good evening to you, sir. Thank you for joining us, right? So that phase of my life, the bodybuilder phase, when I retired and I created the Manformation program, and if you don't know about that, go to www.manformation.com, manformation.com. There's a lot of videos, articles, downloads to help you build more confidence and leadership skills to get everything you want in life. And I just want to tell you guys, like right now, I'm probably in the most creative stage of my life right now. And I'm working out this situation with my wife where I can work on minimal sleep. So it's like, how do I get everything that I need to nourish my soul with my family and the maximum amount of time to really, I really have some things for you that's going to really put the Manformation program on absolute steroids. The challenge with that program, it's so awesome. It's changed so many men's life. It's created a relationship where they came out and sought me for one-on-one coaching because they wanted so much more of that. The challenge is, even though it's great, is that you take that information and then you apply it to your life in whatever area you want. And so, you know, I'm just telling general stories and analogies, and then you're piecing together. What I have coming up is going to be a direct hit. What you want most in life, there's no, you know, trying to decipher it and how it applies to your life. It's just, you know, I just can't get it out fast enough. Hello, Andres. Thank you for showing up again. You are a regular. We are regular workout partners. Andre in York. We're the same, too. York, how are you today, sir? Ready to take that leap of faith? Life is at risk. Yes, it is. It's a risk with your hopes, your dreams, your emotions, right? Stefan, how are you today, sir? French Canadian in Quebec. So glad that you're here, right? So why do you do the things that you do? If I look back, I created a reason. You know why it was so important to me, and I got really clear, and that drove me. I mean, if you don't know why you're doing the things that you're doing, and I really, you know, when I talk to men, and they come to me, whether, you know, I've been talking to a lot of gentlemen who have reached out from this morning connection that we're building a relationship. They, hey, I want to get in touch with Skip. So if you go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for morning connection, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, or send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. You can private message me here on Facebook. Tell me your name. Tell me your age. Tell me the biggest challenge that you're going through, and give me your phone number. I make random coaching calls. And one thing, the first thing I do to build a relationship is that it's not about telling you this, that, and just getting into it, what's wrong, what's right, hey, this is what I think. What I do is I've just become very skilled at just the art of asking you questions, getting you really clear on what it is you really want, if you could have it any way you want it, right? And where do you get to talk to a person like that, that it's just two people, it's just all about you? Even when you get to talk to your friends or family, and they're well-meaning, you're talking, and their kind of eyes are rolling over, they're waiting. Oh, that reminds me, when he's done talking, then I'm going to talk about what I have to say. This is just two people, right, getting clear. One more rep. What else? What else? What else? What else? Now, then I help you identify, like, out of all those things, what's most important out of all the great things that life has to offer? And then why? Connect you to that emotion. Then I help you work through all the obstacles that may be standing in your way. Even the ones you may not realize through this conversation, this is process. It gets you in a mental state where you're powerful. You know, you are at your best. You're the most optimistic, right? We get to have this energy together. I mean, you don't get in this state every day. You go back to your normal life with the challenges and your focus. It's a really special time that I get to spend with my guys, those people who reach out. Hello, Kareem. Kareem on Periscope. How are you doing today, sir? Right? And so, then after, you know, I get you to think about, you know, these challenges, these obstacles that are standing in your way, how long they've been getting in your way. And then, you know, do they affect other areas of life? It really gets you to think. And then I really connect you to all those things you talked about with me. All those things you talked about with me. And the one that you want most and all the emotions. How would it feel to work through all those challenges and finally make those happen? I mean, it's a really special time. I really, as you can tell, this is my mission, creating change. As you get to know me from this morning connection, you'll understand why it's so important to me, what I've gone through. And trust me, the reason why I show up today is not because of my successes. It's not because of a trophy that I won or a bicep that I built. It's usually through the challenges. And I know that I'm most helpful to you because of the challenge that I've gone through. And I was so tenacious in figuring out a way. And I'll tell you guys, you know, you ask about why I'm here, why we do the things that we do. Hello, Steve. You know, and this is what I want you to connect to, why you do the things that you do. And continue to ask yourself that question. Because why I thought I was doing the things that I was doing just say 15 years ago, as I've evolved. And, you know, the thing about it is, okay, if I accomplish that, that's why I'm doing, that's why I'm so driven. I will feel a certain way. Then when you accomplish it, see, I feel as though I'm more fortunate than some people who can't get themselves to actually execute, to actually accomplish that so that you will know either way if that makes you feel the way you want. If you can always live in Never Never Land or Someday Isle, as Dennis Waller used to say, you can kind of think that will make you happy, but you're not executing enough to actually see, because many times, if you're like many successful people, when they get there, that's not it. Do you guys ever notice your mentors, people you really respect, you're clamoring to, you're part of their tribe, part of their crowd, you're really going, because they're so amazing in one area of life. It could be business, it could be fitness, but I'm just wondering if you've noticed this, because this is all I do. I've been fascinated with human nature since I was 9 years old, right? And you notice how angry they are, right? Damn it! I mean, what do you think? Isn't it? Don't you sort of believe that if you achieve that level of success that they have, right, that they're so proud of, that they're wearing and they're driving and they're almost angry at you and firing you up and God darn it, just do it type of thing. Why is there so much anger? I mean, really, if that accomplishment that they're so great at, they're passionately sharing with you the strategies to help you get what they have because you're coming to them because that's what you want, whether it's that body or that business or those material possessions, why the hell are they so angry? Right? Wouldn't you think if that was you, you'd just go, damn, man, hey, yeah, guys, it went up. Why the anger? If that's supposed to bring calmness, right? You'll never see me angry at you because I understand the battle. I understand the journey. Now, does that mean I'm not going to be a coach that kicks you in your butt? No. York talked about that. He needed a coach that kicks him in the butt, right? You need someone to help you get out of your head and actually take action. And that's helpful at times, right? But we're all smart guys. You're here for this morning connection. Why can't you figure out things that it's just this, and this? Why can't I do it? Right? I see guys that aren't as smart as me, aren't as even driven as me, but why can they do it and why can't I? You ever think about that, right? Maybe it's not about how smart you are, determined. Maybe it's your why. Maybe it's your why. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, with social media, and I want you to start observing this because I learn from other people. I don't sit there and bash people, criticize. I look for inspiration. To me, when I look around the internet or I look to role models, I just try to extract from them how it's going to serve me. I'm not trying to cut them down. I'm not trying to, well, this is different. I'm not looking, trying to mismatch the situation because I want the best for them. I want the best for everybody. I just have to use their life and their situation on a way to give me more clarity on getting what I want and what I want for my family. Right? So, you know, I want you to start noticing things. You know, what's the anger? What's the driving force? Why is this so important to them? Because, you know, like my whole bodybuilding career, I dressed that up that it was for this. It was for a lot of positive things, but as I evolve and I grow as a man, I understand a lot of the reasons why. And I want you to embrace and at least ask your questions. Keep on getting everything you want. The last thing I want to do is lessen your angst, lessen your emotion and your drive, right? But at the same time, you know, I was going through all these positive emotions. But you know what I realize is that, and I just want you to consider this. I don't know your situation, is that many times pain is probably such a stronger motivator than you might think. And I realize in a lot of ways, a lot of things I was driving for were my personal pain, the things that I wanted most that I didn't know how to get. And I was trying to avoid negative emotions more than how I dress it up as positive. And I see this with, there's some like in my bodybuilding and fitness and, you know, just observing this for a long time, I'm just thinking, why are they so angry? They're killing it. They're amazing at what they do. Look at all this fan base. And you can realize it's this continual process that in their head that it's not about the successes sometimes. And it's not just about getting back, you know, it's about getting over something. You know, the way they felt as a kid, they got pushed around. They felt disrespected. they got bullied. You know, maybe it's that they can't find the connection and they've given up. And so when they focus on this, it's an anesthetic to that pain, and it's dressed up in something amazing, and they get to connect with you, although they didn't have it here on an intimate level, and I certainly know what that's like. I understand all these things now. I understand the why. Now, each step along the way, I got more and more clarity. Continually ask yourself a question and accept that pain may be a driving force, because if you keep on asking yourself the question, why do you do the things that you do, you'll create this congruency, this flow, that you have a good taste of the positive emotion, along with accepting that we all have these pains and these challenges in our life, and it's a way of neutralizing that pain. It's the sweet and the sour. There's a movie, Vanilla Sky, with Tom Cruise, and the best line I got from that, you know, you need the sour to make the sweet. And I think that when you figure out and you're driving, because it's all about drive, it's all about motivation, it's all about mental toughness conditioning, you got to know the sweet and the sour and accept them both, why you do the things that you do. And for your own sake, because it's not just about other people, right? For your own sake, to get calm and peace in your heart, you got to continually ask the question so you can calm those negative emotions inside of you finally. And it's a process for all of us. It's a process for me. That's why I want you to continually ask yourself that question and accept the pain, as well as the obvious, I do this for this reason. Of course, I want to change lives, right? I mean, there's a gentleman who watches this Morning Connection live video chat every single day. And this guy that I got to know, I really like the guy a lot. And he was really disconnected from his pain. And when you hear the story, and we all have these certain traumas, these things that affected us, but we learn how to put on a strong face, maybe some better than us, and we move forward. We're told that none of that matters. You know, your past is your past. Quit blaming your parents, blah, 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 whatever. All that matters is what's ahead. You know, I'll tell you, that's something I want you to think about. If you hide that and you bottle up that pain, it will be a great driving force that you accomplish amazing things. You know, Jim Carrey said something about hurt people do things to help hurt people. And if you really think about some of the driving force, that's what's going on from your mentors. And I want you to realize that for many of them, they're hurt people who are using that pain in a positive way. They may not even realize it. If you don't realize it, that may make your pain even more, because you can't figure out why you can't do it. Why can't you just execute? Why can't you just follow through? Why can't you get the things that you want? It's that harnessing it. And they may not know. When you're filled with that rocket fuel, you know why you're feeling that pain, and you know why you're using it. You'll be unstoppable. And more than affecting other people's lives, you'll come to peace with yourself. And that's what all these achievements are. Achievements are just a way to connect to yourself and maybe to other people if that's what you want. That's whatever it is you want, it's just a way to connect. It's going to be a way to connect to yourself and other people. That's what the end road is. And I just, as your big brother, your father figure, I just want to, you know, help you kind of figure out these things, continually ask yourself why you do the things that you do. But, you know, I got to know this guy, and you know, it kind of just revealed to me some, you know, pain that he's going through. And, God, it's just like, there's just no reason for that. That's what I want to do. That's why I spend all this time doing. And, you know, I'm just an email away. I'm just a call away. And I realized something about me. I've never had those desperate times where I had a gun to my head or I felt suicidal. But I'll tell you, the reason why I haven't is because I was able to manufacture that pain towards something that I saw as positive. I used all that pain to accomplish stuff. But I'll just tell you, one step above that, after you accomplish that stuff, that may not alleviate that pain. And I just, you know, the reason why I do that is I don't want you guys to go through that. I don't want you to work your ass off, to go down some dead-end road, and then you're 10 years older, and if you would have asked yourself why, if you would have got clear, you could have, you know, I use this analogy. It's a matter of trust. Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. It's a matter of trust.com. I kind of use this analogy is that, you know, we're all looking for happiness. We have no guarantee how it's going to do it. This accomplishment, this achievement, this route. And it takes so much courage just to get on that journey and to just do it. It takes, you're one out of many who actually achieve something. And then when you achieve it, to get there and to realize this isn't what makes you happy, you weren't clear on your why, you got a couple choices. You can either now, oh my God, is this all there is? All the movie stars, the recording artists have killed themselves after they accomplished their goal, became one out of a million, they changed people's lives with their purpose, why they do the things that they do, fans, money, admiration, and they killed themselves. Literally a lot of times, or figuratively, they're not happy because they accomplished, they worked so hard, and then they said, this isn't making me happy. Now you got a couple choices, and I see this in the bodybuilding fitness world. They're doing that. They got these great bodies. They're aging. It could be in fitness and different things if it's a career. And now they're stuck. It took you so long to get here. You had your dreams, your vision. You executed for so long, and here you are, and you're not getting everything you want. You just suck it up and take it for the rest of your life? Even though that there's more? That's what most people do because it took so long to get there. But then you compromise the rest of your life to find it is what you really want. It takes a lot of courage, especially you just went on that road. You thought it was going to pay off. It didn't pay off emotionally, even though the rest of the world thinks you're amazing. To get back in your car, so to speak, reroute your step and start all over again to go to another destiny that you have no friggin' idea if that's going to make you happy either. And that's when people kind of give up or just accept and they get angry because they haven't found what they're looking for. My goal, my mission is to just alleviate you guys' pain just by being a big brother, someone just to ask you enough questions as you're in your own world trying to figure this out. Why you do the things that you do? I mean, I could have given you the greatest reason why I became that body. I was touching lives and this and that. What I realized is, man, I was running away from pain, intimacy, and connection. Man, I see fitness experts all the time, and they have all the memes for you. Tell them how people suck, don't trust people, there's only people you can count on. I mean, they spend the time making a meme how not to trust people and how people let you down. You know, I always use an example. There are no websites, rallies at the Capitol, or there's no memes about we should be able to drive more than 25 miles per hour in a school zone, in a residential area. You notice that? You know why? Because people just accept it. There's no debate about it, right? If someone goes out of the way to tell you how life is and it isn't and pain and this and that, there's something inside of them that wishes it wasn't that way. But they're doubling down. They're digging in deep. This is my pain. Do you guys feel it too? Join me in this pain. And they're going to find plenty of people to enjoy it, join them in their painful journey. And that gives them short-term fulfillment. But they wouldn't be talking about it if that wasn't a piece of this life puzzle that they wanted to figure out. There is a way to figure it out, and there are people who have figured it out. You know, my evolution, you know, what I'm all about, you know, is my family. Spending time closest in connection with my family because it took me so long. I was one of those guys who pushed it out and look at people this way. You know, I don't know if I looked at it negatively because I was always in a positive thing. Look what I'm accomplishing. You know, and I'll tell you, you know, my mission isn't to only help you. It's like with my little kids, it's like I have one mission in life, and that's to give them stability and continuity that when they get older, they can just assume the world is going to come through for them. They can assume that the person in front of them is genuine and cares. And you know what? They have so much, they just assume that and they manifest it in their life. Instead of looking at the world and people are just crap and will always have your back and you should just accept being alone. And I want them to be so strong that if someone does let them down, they'll say, you know, happens sometimes. And be so strong to have that faith and love and trust in people, because I tell you, it's a cornerstone to everything. Everything you're going for. And I want, if you guys are having that challenge, I certainly understand, I want you to reach out. Don't go through this alone. But again, it's your why. It's your why. A lot of times people want that and they're going for all this and they just realize, you know, I mentioned this yesterday, is that there's a lot of people who can just dedicate them in our bodybuilding and fitness world. They just, why do people get in the way of my working out? That makes me happy. You ever think about why that makes you happy? Being so secluded, being so structured, having this time frame, going through so much deprivation, putting people away, your family at a distance for a trophy. Why that has to make you happy? And, you know, people who are really into that, they found that at least this is their reason why, and they're all into it, and they surround themselves with people like that who feel the same way. And then they see people who go down that route, do it a couple times for a couple years, and say, this doesn't make me happy. And they go, oh, my God, what's wrong with him? He guess he didn't have what it takes. He only did this for a couple of years, and then he quit. So it's about, a lot of people aren't connected to why they're doing the things that they do. And maybe if they are, they don't. You have to understand, you don't know why the other person is doing what they're doing. Anyway, I didn't expect that during this Morning Connection video chat that I was going to have all the answers for you. Hello, Zayed. Hello, Steve. But I just want you to continually ask yourself the question and be okay with yourself to evolve, that what drives you now may not drive you later, but continually ask yourself that question. Go for all those positive emotions, right? But embrace the pain. And if you really look at your role models, you know, I kind of did a little bit to kind of disconnect, right? I'm really good for years and years of disconnecting. But when I talk about some pains that I don't want you to go through, it, for a couple moments, it got a little challenging there for me. That pain can drive you. That's why I'm here every single day. That's what I do, what I do. And that's what I am amazing at, what I do, because I've embraced that pain, but I'm challenging. But the biggest thing is I know why. I want you to know your whys and be okay with that pain. All right? So that's our Morning Connection for today. I always say that I'm going to make this 20 minutes or less. I can see I'm at the 33-minute point. I'm working my way down, though. I'm working my way down, though. Right? That's the goal here. I'm saying it right now. 20 minutes or less. Quick hit of your daily dose of MTC, Mental Toughness Condition. We're going on this journey together. Guys, have an amazing, outstanding, incredible, awesome day.